Marketing and Media Insights from the Boardroom to the Billboard with Dina Diamond.
Dina Diamond, a very, very good morning. How are you?
And a very good morning to you.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid.
I'm not afraid.
It's not weird in the studio at all this morning. Zanati's more or less behaving.
And you think that there's pee and East London Imagine. Suburbs.
It's right. So I was telling the story a little bit earlier about a women's protest in Saudi Arabia.
I saw that.
Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. But we wanted to talk about another concept that has been developed in India and China. And I have to tell you that when we started speaking about it yesterday, I felt very, very conflicted by this, and I put it to my kids
and
to the family last night, because I often do that because I'd like to hear different views on it. So what is the story?
So I was actually contacted by Russia TV for my opinion on this, and also I hadn't really thought about it until put the question.
Right.
So the whole question is, so basically, globally, it's not just, particularly now though in Japan and India, they're looking at trains, and they're not actually looking at it, it really exists, train coaches just for women.
Right.
And the reason they've had to put this in is for women's safety, because women are getting groped on the trains.
Right. And so it's interesting, touched. I knew that there was a major problem in India, because we followed in the press the incidents of rape and attacks on women is quite frequent. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that it was a problem in Japan as well.
Absolutely. And not only that, but they've surveyed literally hundreds of women, and the results are actually very, very scary. And they've found that I think it's almost close to 60% of women surveyed have had at some point in time.
All right, obviously, we have to talk fairly carefully, because it is 7:24 kids in the car, but it is a conversation that is worth having, in fact, with your kids as well. So the question is this, is... what this is to me is a recognition of a horrible state of affairs, and I think that's what upset me about it, that we would ever be in a situation in 2018 that we need separate carriages for women in order to protect them from men. On the other hand, what an absolute pleasure if... if a woman is traveling on her own, that she can know that she can step into a carriage for her choice. And it's not, I'm assuming that women have to travel on those carriages.
No, so there are mixed carriages.
I would have assumed so. And if there is an option for them where no men can be there, I would imagine it's a good thing. I'd love your thoughts on it. 34519 or 0618951019.
And I mean, not only that, but again, women traveling, this is particularly for safety and for sort of inappropriate behavior.
Right.
But if you look, there are women gyms, there's lots of stuff for women, which makes you actually say women are far more comfortable in a woman environment where they feel safe. You're not feeling watched. They're not feeling threatened. And this has been a global trend. And again, it's not even just in Japan. It's not even just China, where the cars actually are labeled. They're for women, or you can choose to go into a mixed car, and also during the rush hours, some of those trains are over 160% full.
Right, so I've been in Japan at rush hour, and I tell you, it's an experience that everybody should have. It's phenomenal. You stand on the platform, and you just see this massive amount of people. You have no idea how you're going to fit in the train. And people surge onto the train, and then you've got people, policemen, dressed very, very neatly with white gloves, and they stand at the door of the train on the platform, and they push everybody in to make sure there is literally no space between people, and then they close the doors and off you go. Now, the only saving grace for me was not that I'm the tallest person in the world anywhere aside from Japan. So I could at least stand with my head a little bit above everybody, and I felt like that I had a little bit of my own air, because I get quite claustrophobic. Very, very scary. So I can imagine that being a woman in that kind of space is
somewhat
looking for trouble.
Absolutely. I mean, and talking about the air, I mean, women have also commented that the smells are far more amenable.
Okay, that's just rude. That is just rude. You know what?
I'm talking about research.
But we will not take that. I will not accept that on behalf of all smelly men. I will definitely not. That's just rude.
I'm talking about the data. It's not me. It's not an opinion.
Okay, fine. Fair enough.
But what I think it also shows is that there, that even though these, some of these obviously state-run organizations and they're different train companies in countries like China,
right,
that they're listening to women. So even if you are a parasitical, even if you are a state-owned entity, even if you aren't a private company, mm-hmm. you have to listen to your consumers. You have to listen to what the issues are. You have to identify those issues, because also public transport in cities is seen as, like in terms of infrastructure, is seen as something that attracts people to cities. So if you can get right. around from a tourism
Absolutely.
Point of view,
well, I think it would be a huge thing if this was introduced here in South Africa. Because we are talking, you know, News 24 this morning was actually one of the articles that they were dealing with, is even in taxis, mm-hmm. how women are vulnerable.
Yes, so that's why we've seen, I mean, it's a first for women do this brilliantly. And yeah. we've also seen a bit of a twist in marketing for women. And you won't note this, but women are actually responsible for over 80% of buying behavior. So it doesn't mean they have to be earning
money. My wife for everybody's.
Yours is probably about 98. But in general, globally, right. from developed to underdeveloped.
That's unbelievable.
In the global world.
So take women seriously.
Take women seriously, and right, specifically going, as a consumer.
Right, side. It is a 7:29. We're going to go to the riddle. All right, 7:36. We've got exactly 4 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. So how successful are these women's-only carriage campaigns around the world? I mean, do you see this becoming a global trend?
So it is already a global trend. So,
all right.
But just to tell you that, yes, so where does it exist? It exists in Japan. It exists in China. And the lines that didn't have it are having to have it, because otherwise female commuters right. potentially won't travel on those right. lines. So they're like almost keeping up with mm-hmm. the Ching Yangs.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got it in Mexico. Mexico even have their own buses and own taxis for women. And again, as you've seen in South Africa, even we've got our own taxis.
You see, and it's so interesting, because at this point, I'm expecting listeners, irritable listeners, to say, "Oh, but if we had a men's only carriage, then everybody would be upset."
Maybe not.
Well, not the men.
No,
I'm saying, but yeah. But the point is that there's a need for this, and that is the reason is yeah. that men aren't being harassed and they aren't being treated in this way, and they don't feel that level of insecurity if they've got to get to work, knowing that they've got to go through an ordeal on the way there and an ordeal on the way back. I mean, can you imagine if you've removed a lot of that stress by knowing that there's a carriage that is only women and that you are in a much safer environment? I think that's incredible.
Absolutely. And again, for these women, it's not really a choice. They have to use public transport.
Right.
They have to commute.
In most parts
distances.
Of the world, that's a reality.
Absolutely. In fact, James Corbyn himself has been talking about doing that in the UK.
Well, you just ruined the whole argument.
Oh,
now.
Sorry.
But you're right, because it doesn't mean that just because
reality.
He is a bitter, bigoted anti-Semite, it doesn't mean that he isn't, that
sensitive
he can't say,
to the needs of women.
Exactly, can't say something positive. You're quite
On
right.
On the odd
It's a good lesson
occasion.
For me.
Mm, mm. And in Egypt, in fact, the vendors have started taking advantage of this by selling products specifically for women on the cars. So, I mean, there's marketing opportunities
wow.
everywhere.
Oh, wow.
And then not only that, but Prasa, you may fall off your chair for this one.
Mm-hmm.
Prasa are looking into doing it in South Africa, because the woman, the chairman now, is a woman. And she has also noted that there are incidences also where the trains break down, where there's a whole bunch of issues with Prasa. I mean, never
right.
mind the Gupta Gate scandals and whatever else goes on with Prasa.
Right.
But even in South Africa, they are looking at potentially having carriages for women. So the way they do it is they actually on the platform denote that this is where like the first carriage or the last carriage is.
We so desperately need it in South Africa. The recognition of it, I think, is very, very important. I'd love to see that. I'd love to see that in the taxi industry. I mean, I don't know how it would work.
Yeah.
But can you imagine
taxis for women driven by women?
Absolutely.
I think that a woman, if they have a choice, would far rather choose that sort of solution versus being literally pushed up against anyone, everyone, having
right.
the risks again late at night when they're working. And the only option that they have is that public transport.
Absolutely fascinating. I'd have your thoughts. 345-190-0618-951-019. That's Dina Diamond. Dina, before I let you go, big week because of Black Friday this week, eh?
It is massive. Do you know that I know people who are staying home from work on Friday? They've got spreadsheets ready. They are ready to go. So, I mean, next Monday we're going to be chatting.
We have to. It'll be very, very important.
So it's Black
to
Friday,
do it.
Cyber Monday, but people must get their list. Don't be fooled. If you are looking for something specific, go and find out how much it costs before. Don't be caught in the flurry. Be prepared.
Well, and the other thing is, somebody told me yesterday, because it's all my friends are talking about is Black Friday,
yeah.
is go into any of the sites and create a wish list. Don't put it into the cart because it cancels out. If you put it into the wish list, if you have it in your wish list, then you know that you can just move it across and you'll still get the good new price on Black Friday. There we go. Yeah, I'm teaching
another,
you things.
Yes. You are teaching me things. Another thing, all the sites actually are doing pre-Black Friday specials. Like, or they're getting you onto a VIP list. So at home, if Pick and Pay is already got all of these. So if you go online, if you're an online shopper,
yes,
go now. And try and see who, if the, especially
I'm a sucker that way. I'm so cheap. You give me, tell me I'm a VIP and I'm on your site in a flash.
Exactly.
Even if I've got really no interest in buying golfing equipment. Time is 7:41. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem on 101.9 High FM. Dina Diamond, thank you as always for being in studio. Here's a new light.